have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5373-888-77-Jesse. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, the biblical question, and it's a doozy. It's for those who want to overcome, of course, it's not for everybody. Most people don't want to make that effort to return home to the Father. But for those who do, it's for you. The biblical question, is anger a part of intelligence or stupidity? Is anger a part of intelligence or stupidity? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And we, some of you are running around and you just can't sit and watch the show. I understand that. So we made it possible. We made it possible for you to listen to the show, no matter where you are and what you're doing. You may be out demonstrating with the Democrats, mad that Trump is getting rid of all their money. And that the public is finding out about it, but they really don't care. They just want the money to perceive power, so they ticked. Or you may be protesting with the illegal aliens who are upset that they broke the law to get here, and finally the government saying, no, you got to go back. You got to go back to wherever you came from, and you ticked. And then your Mexican mama and your little Mexican brother and sister want to be out there with you. You still can be, you all can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Or you can podcast, and when you're done with your little demonstration, you can go back home and relax and watch the JLP show. You can podcast. Even if you check that your government check bounced because they took the money out of the government and they ain't paying you. Whatever, right? You can listen at 605-615-4131. And again, you can get involved by calling 888-777-5373, 888-77-JESSE. It's Thursday again. I couldn't believe it was Thursday. Not only is it the first Thursday of the month, which means men's fellowship tonight at 7 p.m. every first Thursday night, Not only is it the first Thursday night for that, Thursday is, and we say on call, but Thursday is and will always be Bible Thumper Thursday.
Being Christian, being pro-choice are absolutely consistent because Christianity is a feminist religion.
Oh, Lord.
While he was out in the community, Bible thumping about salvation and family values.
All my life I had to fight.
At home, he was wailing on me.
But I kill him dead before I let him beat me.
Bible thumping.
Christian men must listen. They must sit at the feet of Christian women.
I hate everybody, but you're supposed to love everybody.
First Bible teacher that Jesus had was his mother.
My mom is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Because Christianity is a feminist religion.
What a mess. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. What a mess. Bible Thumper Thursday. I want to read something to you, and then I want to play a soundbite for you. I also want to encourage you, do what you want. I had a discussion with a young lady this week in counseling. I do counseling. We have the best counseling service on this side of heaven by phone, Skype, or walk-in. And I counseled with a young lady by phone. And she had a couple of children, been married before, and marriage wasn't working. I'm going through a lot. Christian, but the Christianity wasn't working for her. So she heard about what we were doing, and she set up a counseling appointment, and it was an amazing session. And when at the end of the counseling session, she said, why did I hear about this all my life about Christianity? She's like, I believe she was 50-something years old now. She's like, I'm 50 years old now. How come I've been trying to be a Christian? I didn't know about this. This made sense, but the way she's been taught and tried to be a Christian didn't make sense, and it didn't work. But she's like, this makes sense. Amazing, huh? You can know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And I want you to know, it doesn't matter what you've done, where you've been, and how bad it is, how low life you are, or you think you are, but how low life you are, or how grand you think you are, or how holy you think you are, not holy, atheist, whatever. You could be free. There's nothing. I counseled with a man who thought he was a woman. He grew up acting like a girl, and so his mama and other told him he was a girl. He went to high school and found out that being gay or whatever was popular in school. But all his life, he knew something was wrong with it, but he knew he had the feeling of a woman. But he didn't want to do it, but he didn't think he had a choice. And so he went to school, and they told him it was fine, and the counselor told him it was fine, and there were gay men and women running all around. And then they told him later, as he furthered his education, that he can be a woman. So he took those whatever shot they give you to make your woman stuff grow out instead of your man stuff, make that dissipate. And he cut off his body part. But yet, after cutting off his body part and being pretending to be a woman, he was still had no peace. It didn't really bring perfect peace. And then by chance, I don't know, by chance he heard this our show here about you got to forgive your mama. That the problem is not physical, it's spiritual, and you become like your mama. And because all men and women hate their mothers, they become like the mother. So the feeling of them like a woman, they think like a woman, they feel like a woman. And but the devil tell you that you're gay, lesbian, or alcoholic, or drunk, or whatever. And then the world validates that. But when he heard that it was just a spiritual thing, he needed to forgive because he definitely hated his mother. He didn't know he hated her, but he knew he didn't like her. And he went and forgave his mother. And all of a sudden, the anger left, and he didn't feel that way anymore, like a woman. And he was like, what the? And now his body part is gone. And he doesn't feel that way anymore, like a woman. But he looked like a, you know, one of those women that been made to be one. And he was like, what am I going to do now? My body part, my manly body part is gone. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe you go over to the graveyard or cemetery or the morgue and see if they can give you one of those dead people body parts and sew it on. I think they can sew on those things. You're like, that ain't funny, Jesse. But the point I want to make is that your problem, my problem, no one's problem has ever been physical. It's been spiritual. It's never been physical. But you've been told all your life you had to fight. But it was spiritual and not physical. And that's why, it is never, ever, ever, ever good. Never good to be angry. Anger is never good. And there is never, ever, 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 ever. Because anger, a reason to be angry, right? Anger is hatred. Hatred is judgmental. Judgmental, play God. In your own self, in your mind, and you do it to others. You play God. And you're wicked and evil. This young lady that I was counseling with the other day, she said, I didn't know I was so evil. I thought I was good. I'm like, so why did you think you were good? Well, because I did nice things for people. I did this and I raised my children and blah, blah, blah. I said, but if you notice your children haven't turned out very well, they are angry at you. She's like, yeah, you're right. So why do you think you're good and you're producing bad? What you got to do if you want to be free, you got to get to know you. You got to pay close attention to what's happening in you. Not what's happening to you, but what's happening in you. You got to keep your eyes on you. And when you have your eyes on you, you don't have time to look at someone else. Because the moment you look at someone else, you've taken your eyes off of you and you're lost again. You're lost again. You can be free or you can stay in your misery. You can be free or you can stay in your misery. And people understand that most people, it has been that way since human being existed. Even Christ said it. Most people love their misery. They don't want to go home to the Father. They want to stay in their hell with their God, Satan. Because they love misery. They love trying to hurt others. They love trying to get revenge against others. They love fighting with one another. They love being scared, being afraid, being lonely. being sad, being depressed, being suicidal, and they love it when they go to the therapist, and the therapist or the so-called counselor tell you that it's normal, you can't help it. Here's a pill. They don't want out. You really tell them how to get out, they got to reject it. But a handful of men and women will hear the message, it will ring true for them, and they will be free. But only a handful. And this road that you must travel, if you want to be free, you got to travel it alone, and you must be willing to let everything and everyone go. And when I say let them go, not you making them go or you having anything to do with it, but you get on that path and you stay there and you will naturally overcome the world without your effort. And the world will turn against you. Your mama will build an army against you. You go and tell mama, mama, I'm sorry for resenting you. I was wrong. I realize now you can't help it. Mama gonna get ticked. And mama gonna go and build an army against you. She gonna tell your brothers and sisters, your aunts, your uncles, if they listen. My child, whether it's the son or daughter, told me they hated me. And they forgive me. Who do they think they are to forgive me? I'm the mother. All that stuff I did for them. And the conforming children will say, yeah, mama, you're right. And now you wonder, why everybody turned against me? Be glad to see it, because they were never with you anyway. It was always an illusion. Be glad to see the illusion. Matthew 16:22-23. It's real proof that you can't fool the truth. You can't deceive the truth. You either of the truth or you're not. You either know it or you don't. You can't fool it. You can't pretend. You can pretend, but you're still lost. Then taking him aside, Peter started to rebuke him. Having preserved you, Lord, he said, this must not happen to you. Having preserved you, Lord, this must not happen to you. Remember, Peter was trying to act like he cared that something was about to happen to Christ, and they were about to take him and hurt him, crucify him. He was like, no, this can't happen to you, Lord. Peter said that. Peter, the rock. The same guy that Christ said he was building his house on, the rock. So then, taking him aside, Peter started to rebuke him. Having preserved you, Lord, he said, this must not happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, get behind me. He turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle in my path, because you are thinking not as God thinking, but as human beings do. And Peter like, what the? You're not thinking like God think, Peter. You're thinking as human beings. My question, are you thinking as human beings? When you believe that anger is justified, emotions are good. When you're thinking that you exist, not realizing that you are a delusion, that you don't exist. When you try to protect the false self. When you believe anger is good, everybody has anger, anger must be good. Jesus was angry. Are you thinking as human beings? Or are you thinking as God think? And then you said, well, everybody has anger. And anger is good. You need learning emotions. You need some emotion. Are you thinking as human beings? Or are you thinking as God? When God said, don't trust an angry person. Anger is evil. And an angry person is desperate. An angry person is a murderer. Be not angry, but forgive. That's how God thinks. But you say anger is good. And you say, I'm only human. Anger is good. Everybody is angry. So when you punish your kids with anger, you say that's love. Are you thinking as Satan, as a human being, or are you thinking as God? God said there's never, ever, 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 but never a reason to be angry. Never. There's nothing that can happen to you in this life and you should be angry about, no matter what. But you say anger is good. It's your protection. Are you thinking as a human being or are you thinking as God? Think. Amazing, huh? Everything he said not to do is what you do. You can't even be angry at the government. You should never, ever, as wicked as the government is, you can't be angry at the government. Because when you become angry at the government, you become a slave to the government. You notice that? You become a slave to the government. The government controls you. You become angry at your friends or your wife or your husband or something. You become a slave to them. They control you. Yet you want to hold on to anger. Get behind me, Satan. Peter's supposed to be looking out, God, showing God's love, right? Oh, God, we can't let this happen to you. This must not happen to you. And instead of Jesus saying, you know what, thank you, Peter. I really appreciate you. You love me. Thank you for looking out for me. Right on, you my buddy. You my rock. Jesus said to him, get behind me, Satan. How many of your so-called friends and your husband or your wife or your children, or your mother, or your father, or even you, where you had to say, get behind me, Satan. They pretend to care about you and to love you when they're really against you. How many? It happened to everyone. You do it to them, and they do it to you. What are all in the name? This is written a little different from, I don't know where my producer got it from, but it's the same thing. Peter was like, oh, Lord, Lord, no. Peter, shut up, get behind me. Satan. And I think Peter's the same guy that denied Christ and then the cock crowed. Now, the same guy that said, oh, no, God, this can't be happening to you. And Christ said, and Christ said, get behind me, Satan, to Peter. The rock. Now, this is the same guy that Christ ever built a house on. You're a rock, Peter. And all this happened. And then Peter denied him. The rock denied him. And the cock crowed. Have that happened to you before? You've done that to people. You pretend to be friends. You pretend to love them. And when it's time to gossip or when it's time to try to get revenge and you turn on them, amazing. It's a spiritual battle. I want to, is this clock set right now, Nick? It's fine.
Yeah, it seems correct.
Huh?
It's correct.
Oh, correct now? I want to play something real fast for you. And I want, if possible, to get your feedback on this and to know what you think about it. Now, this may be true or may not. They didn't show the drag queen that this preacher was talking to. They didn't show his face, his or her face. But I want to know what you think about this. I want to know if do you believe that this pastor was right or wrong to kick out a drag queen, to kick a drag queen out of his church. So allegedly, this black preacher is kicking a drag queen out of his church. Watch this from X.
Can you leave my church and go put on man clothes? And don't come here like that no more.
Thank you, Jesus.
I hold a standard in here. Mm-hmm. Whatever you do on the outside is your business. But I will not let drag queens come in here. And y'all gonna come in here, you're gonna dress like a man. Now, whatever you do on the outside, that's your business. But when you come in this house, if you a man, dress like a man. If you a woman, you dress like a woman. I'm not going to allow it. My salvation is more important. And God is holding me accountable. Now, whatever you do outside these doors, I don't bash, I don't judge. But when you come in here, you will not be a drag queen.
Amen.
If the Holy Ghost tells me in my spirit that is drag queen sitting here with wigs on, I'm going to ask you to be removed from the sanctuary. You cannot, I will not play this game. You will not, I don't care if you don't clap and you don't like it, don't come here. You will not be playing wigs and heels and fooling people up in here.
Come on.
You can fool people, but see, I got the Holy Ghost for real. I can pick your spirit up in the back of the church.
Hallelujah.
So allegedly, either a man or a woman was in this man's church dressed as, if it was a man, he would dress as a woman. Or if it was a woman, she would dress as a man. And the preacher told him, you got to go. Don't come up in here with that mess. The Holy Spirit done told me, and I can speak, I can tell your spirit way behind the back of the church. You got to go. I think before I respond to this, because this is so interesting, I want to know what my experts think about this. They didn't know I was going to have them to come in and comment on this. But I realized, you know what? This needs some expert attention. And I have the best experts on this side of heaven. And this requires expert attention. So this black guy told this drag queen, you got to go. Don't come up here with no wig on and high heels and dress, whatever he said. And you got to go. You got to leave my church. We have a standard up in here, a standard in here, he says. And you heard the congregation applauding and praising the Lord and amen. Amen. And so,
he's waving to the camera.
Right. And so, I wanted to hear what my experts have to say about it. Derek is telling me, my producer, drag queens, a performer, typically a man who adopts a flamboyant or female persona. Parodic female persona with glamorous or exaggerated costumes and makeup. That's too much for me. I gotta take a break. When I come back, I want you to hear from my experts about this. And then your phone calls and super chats. 888-77-JESSE. Quick break. Back in a moment. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. It's Bible Thumper Thursday, 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And so I want to just go right into this. There was this, according to, from X, this black preacher, apparently, and I guess it was real, it looked like it was real, saw some drag queens, or a drag queen, or maybe some a drag queen, at least in his church, sitting up there. And the preacher told the drag queen, you got to get out. Nope, you ain't coming up in here with this mess. We have a standard, and you cannot be up in here. You got to go. I can smell you a mile. You got to go. I want to just play that one more time for those who are just tuning in and for my experts here, this pastor kicking a drag queen out of his church. And I want to know from you folks as well, what do you think about it? What do you think? Was it right or wrong or good or bad or blah, blah, blah? Watch this from X.
Can you leave my church and go put on man clothes? Wow. And don't come here like that no more.
Thank you, Jesus.
I hold a standard in here. Whatever you do on the outside is your business. But I will not let drag queens come in here. And y'all gonna come in here, you're gonna dress like a man. Now, whatever you do on the outside, that's your business. But when you come in this house, if you a man, dress like a man. If you a woman, you dress like a woman. I'm not going to allow it. My salvation is more important. And God is holding me accountable. Now, whatever you do outside these doors, I don't bash, I don't judge. But when you come in here, you will not be a drag queen.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost tell me in my spirit that is drag queen sitting here with wigs on, I'm going to ask you to be removed from this sanctuary. You cannot, I will not play this game. You will not, I don't care if you don't clap and you don't like it, don't come here. You will not be playing wings and heels and fooling people up in here.
Come on.
You can fool people, but see, I got the Holy Ghost for real. I can pick your spirit up in the back of the church.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. That one man said.
Amazing. So my experts are here, the anchor baby to my far right and your far left. The Anchor Baby and the Anchor Baby Show is Monday through Friday at 12 noon Pacific time, the American Anchor Baby. And to my four other middle.
Extreme center.
Extreme center, the Joe of Friday TV. He black at 11 a.m. Monday through Thursday at an expert here as well. And to my four right and four left, the Hake of the Hake Report, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m., right after my show, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. So who want to go first on this?
Usually you pick, so right. Now I'm getting gun-shy.
I'll go first.
Okay.
You said that when there's something that happens, you always watch that. You watch it over and over again, which we did.
Right.
And then you listen to experts who just guess. So we're going to be guessing.
Remember what I said?
In church on after the fires.
Oh, okay.
No, after the plane
about
crash.
The expert, when something happened, the media bring in all the experts, and the experts don't know what happened. They don't know. but they sit up all day long throughout. This happened. And the dummies sit there and watch all day.
That's what we're here for.
Shout out, Snake Pit. Okay, so I'm going to guess about what happened.
Okay.
Because I'm an expert.
All right.
It's interesting. These pastors are trying to hold on to, these black pastors are trying to hold on to a semblance of what's right. Reminds me of that pastor who brought that girl on stage or in front and said, "I'm pregnant, y'all. I'm sorry."
Oh, yeah.
He's trying to keep some decency in his church. I don't know what this drag queen looked like, but drag queens tend to be flamboyant, like your producer wrote to you.
Right.
And it's honestly a bit vulgar. I don't even like showing drag queens or transgenders on my show for that reason, because it just feels nasty. And plus kids watch, and I don't know, it's... All these conservatives like to show this stuff in front of you, and I don't like that.
So you agree or disagree?
Well, I don't agree or disagree because I don't know. I don't know. It looks like he's trying to do the right thing, but I don't know if he's... Everybody's all clapping. I think that's a bit out of order, but that's how black churches are. They clap at all kinds of stuff that I don't like clapping.
I don't feel no age tar.
I don't even like it when people clap in our church.
I know that feels weird.
You should tell them to stop.
I had a woman.
I'm no the producer. Clapping. Stop it.
I had a woman come up on the stage Sunday and they applaud.
That's true, mama.
I'll be the Nazi producer. It's just not Nazi, but like strict type of Nazi.
If you call him mama, they might stop.
But anyway, yeah. I don't know if he's right. I don't know if the people were right. Because that's like ganging up on the guy.
On the drag queen?
Yeah. And I don't like the kissing up. Oh, welcome. Nor do I like the bashing. You got to be just right. And drag queens normally can dress normally sometimes. And then they dress up to be drag queeny sometimes.
What's normal? Oh,
that's true.
Like they,
like
they,
a man
they look like
a man and a woman like a woman.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And so at this point, you don't know if it's right or wrong that he threw the drag queen out.
Right.
Okay. But you think that what the preacher, his intent was good.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Amazing. And you say?
I agree. I think his intent was in the right place, but it was off to me. Like, for one, if we're going to hold a standard, tucking your shirt, man. Hey, your pastor, you got your button-up shirt untucked with a blazer.
And it's a long button-up shirt. It's not one of those untucked shirts.
I think there's a couple things. Is that, for one, it's supposed to be come as you are, right? Like, the church is supposed to accept you as you are.
Right.
But it also depends how wild and crazy the drag queen looked. If, you know, if you look like...
He said the Holy Spirit told him, like, that's a drag queen.
If the drag queen is looking wild and crazy, you got kids in the church, then I think the proper way to approach it is that, like, I have no problem with you being here, but you have to not have this all...
And you
looking
have to,
this crazy.
You have to take your dress off.
Yeah, or something. Yeah, or something.
Can you go to the bathroom? We have some donation clothes in there. Right. Donated clothes in there.
But it felt off for him to call it out and like not pull him to the side or just call it out and be like, you got to get out of here. And that felt like judgmental. And that's part of the reason why a lot of people who aren't Christians don't want to go to the church, because they feel like they're going to be judged in that way. So I just think that he meant well, but he came at it the wrong way.
Well, maybe he should have had the urchins to go over and touch the drag queen on the shoulder.
Excuse me.
I feel like you set. I feel like you set me up when you said,
"Come this way, please. Come this way." Yeah. And they're all confused. Like, why? Sorry.
So what?
When you said, when you tried to put words in my mouth, and I acquiesced to it,
right
saying,
now?
"Oh yeah, his intent was good."
Well, I thought I was going to say it.
It's not what I said.
Oh, okay.
I said that he's trying to keep a good standard.
Oh.
I said he also might be looking down on the guy and judging him, and they're all getting a thrill of bashing the guy.
Right.
So that doesn't mean that his intent was good.
Well, you said that he might mean, no, you did say, you said that, I mean, not intent, but you did say he might mean well.
Yeah, I thought I heard him say something like that. But I know you didn't say
he may or may not have meant well. When I said might, that means might.
But it seems so easy for people to
but you
portray
remember,
my guesses accurately.
You got to remember, you were one of those white, not sophisticated, not cool.
Regular
white.
Right.
It's an inside joke.
Yeah. Okay. Nice.
So we got to clear it up about your intent?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Anchor baby, you say?
Well, I notice it's so... It's so easy for people to say, well, people mean well, but how can we even say that? It's hard to see someone's heart anyways. It's almost
right.
impossible.
Yeah.
And so we can only see someone's actions a little bit. And even that, it's like, watch your judgment. But all we saw is a man getting excited. I saw a man getting excited. I think he may have thought he was doing something good, but then the people started clapping. He already told the drag queen, I don't want this here. And then he's like, come up in here with heels. If you come up, right, he starts adding to it. He's getting excited because they're clapping. You could clap if you want to.
Yeah.
But my salvation, it just tells me it's the wrong spirit. And I'm noticing this kind of work that you really got to watch like that to really help anyone. Because you could, maybe you can tell the drag queen to leave, or maybe they stay, but you can only see that with the right spirit. And you got to have that in this type of work.
Amazing. And so
I'm saying he's wrong.
Okay.
I would say he's wrong. It, for that reason, not because he wants standards or anything, but he's talking about salvation. He's like, I gotta watch my salvation. That tells me he's seeing sin wrong. He's seeing sin in this, like, because he's wearing a dress.
So he was wrong for putting him out.
Yeah.
Was he wrong for saying, I can smell you in the back with the Holy Spirit?
Definitely for that.
I don't know. He was convincing at that moment. Honestly, like I don't know.
Oh, you were convincing when you said the Holy Spirit. I can spot you in the back of the room with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, I can sense your spirit.
Oh, what?
I don't know if it's the Holy Spirit. But you sense it.
It's some kind of spirit. He said Holy Spirit.
Right.
And I want to know from all three of you, were the people right or wrong for applauding and praising the Lord?
They're all. Yeah. You're always wrong when you're applauding.
Yeah,
I'm
like
half kidding.
Yeah, I just feel judgmental.
For them to apply.
Yeah, like, well, like, it's like, he's like calling out this transgender and the people are clapping. It's like casting the stones and then others are casting it. That's what it just kind of felt like to me.
Were the people raw anchor baby for?
Big time.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, yeah, that was like the symphony of demons, like, yeah. Like, you could see their teeth coming out. I wasn't even looking at their faces.
I remember when women couldn't wear pants to church.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They would get thrown out if they did.
It came a long way.
Or where they would not let them in. Remember that? Anybody know about that?
No,
no.
I don't remember that. But,
we don't.
But I sense, I because you're dressing like a man.
Right. Yeah. They were saying, that's what they said. You dress like a man. Not up in here. The Holy Spirit said no.
So what were they? They were wear.
They would have to wear a dress.
Nice.
Yeah. They would have to. And they can't wear no short dress.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense because the pants kind of, they kind of show too much of the woman. Oh.
Okay, John, calm down. Bring your imagination back.
Oops.
Remind me of that punch thing y'all did.
Cut that out.
What does he mean, Nick? Put it in plain English.
Let me explain this one for you guys.
Calm down, John.
He means you want to have with her.
Yeah. Exactly.
Derek gave me a description, and so he said in Romans 15:7, it says, wherefore receive ye one another as Christ also received us to the glory of God. And I'm thinking, when I'm watching this, I'm thinking, what would have happened had there been Christ standing there preaching and some drag queen was in the audience? Do you think Christ would have pointed him out and told him he got to leave?
Are you asking?
Uh-huh.
I don't think he would have pointed and called him out and said, you got to leave. I think he would have had a private conversation with him, whether it be before or after, I don't know. But I don't think he would have made a mockery of him in that way.
And what do you say?
I think he would have called him out in front of everybody, but been more gracious about it.
What do you think?
He would have been like, Zacchaeus, come down from that tree.
Come down from that sycamore tree. You remember that in the Bible?
That song?
No.
Zacchaeus, the transgender, the tax collector.
Right. In the Bible, we are told Jesus passed through Jericho. And when he saw Zachariah up in that tree, he said, Zachariah, come down. Zachariah, come down from that sycamore tree. You heard that?
Never.
What? What do you think happened? Had Christ been speaking to the audience and a drag queen was in the audience?
If the drag queen said nothing, I don't think Christ would have done anything. He would have just kept doing with his sermon and would have waited for the drag queen to come to him. Or let's say the drag queen was starting mess or trouble.
Right.
Then it's like, that's a different story.
Mm. Right.
You would have cast out
the demons.
I
totally agree with Nick that had that drag queen been in that audience where Christ was speaking, Christ would not have called him out at all. Because Christ would have understood what was driving the drag queen.
Yeah.
And now the drag queen up in there picking in and carrying on trying to prove something, it's a different story. But if the drag queen is in the church, the drag queen is looking for something. Yeah. He's looking for help.
I agree.
And to call that person out like that and the person wasn't causing any commotion. This guy was wrong for doing that. Because that drag queen could be looking for help. And this man, if he was speaking the truth could have made the drag queen free. Mm-hmm. Christ went amongst the worst of the worst, everybody. He didn't, because he understood what the problem was. And so Christ didn't pick and choose who he would talk to.
Yeah.
He talked to all to those who would listen. And this guy was wrong for doing that. Unless the drag queen were making some, trying to protest and up there talking about, blah, blah, blah. But it doesn't sound like the drag queen were doing that.
Yeah.
This guy was wrong.
Yeah, I like the point that...
And those people were wrong for going along with it.
Yeah.
Applaud, praise the Lord. Where's the love in that?
And that's why, that's why the Christians, people don't like to go to the church and stuff because they feel judged. But I like the point that you guys are making, too, because I feel like the pastor at the end of the day only said... because he said it in there, he was like, I'm not going to risk my salvation to allow this thing. He's only really doing that, it seemingly, for the sake of he thinks that his salvation is on the line if he doesn't speak.
But what
does
it even have to do with his salvation? How can a drag queen affect your salvation?
Right. Because he feels like he's not doing his job of Christians. And that's what a lot of those pastors think. They're only doing a lot of these things because they think that if they don't, there's going to be consequences. So they better do the right thing. They better rebuke the drag queen, but it's not coming from the right place.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's kind of like a demonic fear of and a fake urgency to attack and react.
Yeah.
When you get excited, in a conversation when somebody says something that's so wrong and it triggers me to go off on them.
Right.
It feels like it's a salvation type depends on it. It feels like a national emergency.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Christ said, come as you are.
Yeah.
He said, come as you are.
Exactly. No,
and he didn't say you got to have on pants or dress, but come as you are. And this man went to that church looking for something, and he got thrown out.
Yeah.
He was thrown out. The preacher was like, get out of here. Mm-hmm. Go put some pants. What does the way you dress have to do with your salvation, right? You, this man, it's horrible what that man did to that person. Or whatever. Well, I don't know if the drag queen showed out beforehand or forgot to put his girdle on and all the fat was showing. I don't know.
It's like, then you
know, we need to see
out.
This transgender. That's what we need to see.
Right.
No, we don't.
Yeah. Thank you, Hank.
The what?
No, I was just making a joke. If the girl, if it was like that, it's like, then you got to go.
That's like, what I was limits. Saying. If, I was saying that at my fellowship, if drag queen walked into my church, and they, as long as they didn't make noise and try to prove something, I wouldn't call them out and try to embarrass. And I said, I bet you the congregation will go off. But these people are looking for something for them to walk into a church, unless they're radical drag queens and they try to prove that the church is something. But you're supposed to accept whoever come. How do you know God won't give you the right word to say to that person, that lost soul, you know? The person's in drag because he's lost.
Yeah. It's just that weird false conviction to have to rebuke things that people feel. That,
yeah.
Yeah.
And, hey, I don't quite know what you... Yes, Nick?
No, I just want to add that I think when you also just don't judge or whatever, to summarize, you can see...
No judgment.
You'll be able to see if that person is should be in your church or not. Like, if their questions, you know how you ask, you let people ask questions in your church.
Yeah.
You could tell if someone asking, I think you could kind of tell if they're really honest and sincere or they're just trying to fight you.
If that drag queen walked into that church there and sat there and was quiet and praying to the Lord like everybody else, and just let them pray to the Lord, let them go home and bye. Oh, hey, you said that something like, so I'm not quite sure, that, these black churches do this, and they're trying to do something. You like the way they...
There are some more traditional black pastors who are trying to hold on to the old morality that we... The semblance of outward appearance of morality.
Right.
Don't get pregnant out of wedlock.
Oh,
like that
yeah, that's what
did.
You said, yeah.
And then don't be pushing the LGBT thing all out with it. So I feel like I understand their plight because they're trying to enforce something, enforce the morality on the culture.
But that video we played where that pastor had the girl to come up and tell him, I'm sorry, I'm pregnant.
I'm sorry, y'all.
I hope y'all forgive me. First of all, he shouldn't have embarrassed her like that. It wasn't nobody else's business that she was pregnant.
I know.
And they should not, the congregation shouldn't have had a judgment on this girl for being pregnant. We can't judge.
Yeah.
So if you can't judge, Christ said not to judge, and we can't judge, who cares if this guy come up in there pregnant?
Yeah.
And how does she owe them an apology? They ain't get, she's, oh, I almost said the word. Did she have sent everybody up in there?
I know. It reminded me of when I was my earlier Christian days when my friends would do something that wasn't Christian-like, and I felt this like false conviction to try to correct them to do it. And I didn't want to do it, but I felt like if I didn't do it, I was a bad Christian. That's what it feels like these pastors do.
You're a bad Christian for doing it.
Right, right, exactly.
God said, don't judge me, don't judge me. Thoughts, eyes, words, emotions, gestures, or anything. So listen.
I got to watch my gestures.
I got to make a phone call. I got to take a break. We're going to do the hate news, and then when I come back, we're coming straight to the calls. With my expert, y'all have time?
Yeah.
With my expert, back in a moment, two more hours to go.
You do, you absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and in doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job, and then I found you, and I started listening, and I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed, and I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God love us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
The National Weather Service is crying about being understaffed and they're fear-mongering that if they cut any more staff, you know how Trump is making cuts, they won't be able to save lives with their life-saving weather reports and warnings. What a mess. And federal workers are weighing Trump's buyout offer for them to resign. The clock is ticking. And there's drama over Trump's idea, of course, to take over Gaza and resettle those Palestinians. Severe winter weather back east. Some of you guys are feeling it. Be careful out there. And there's bird flu in the Nevada dairy farms. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Bible Thumper Thursday, February 6th, 2025 AD. The lines are full, guys, I do believe. And JLP will be right back to your calls with the experts, I do believe. But first, fake news, not fake news. Men's Forum is tonight, guys. First Thursday of the month, February 6th. 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com/events. But Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports the National Weather Service supposedly suffering, they use the word suffering, their lowest staffing in decades, is staring down further cuts and the nomination of an agency leader its employees are wary of. And they end their sentence with a preposition, the word of. That's not right. A former agency official has warned more staff reductions could decrease the number of life-saving weather warnings sent to so-called Americans. The clock is ticking down for federal employees weighing whether to accept Trump administration's so-called buyout offer to resign. President Donald J. Trump, our greatest, and billionaire Elon Musk, extraordinaire, one of the most unintelligent, according to Cortez, AOC, aim to oust hundreds of thousands of so-called workers in a move they say will help streamline America's federal agencies. Widespread layoffs expected to begin soon after today's 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time decision, midnight tomorrow morning. Deadline set by the Office of Personnel Management, the White on the Inside White House official, said at least 40,000 federal employees have accepted a separation agreement. That figure represents about 2% of the roughly 2 million so-called workers who received the offer. The White on the Inside White House has said their target is for between 5 to 10% of employees to resign. President Trump's proposal for the U.S. takeover of Gaza is drawing widespread criticism from allies and adversaries around the globe, Earth, obvious globe. On Wednesday, the White on the Inside White House press secretary moved to walk back, supposedly, some elements of Trump's stunning suggestion and said he was advocating for a temporary resettlement of the nearly 2 million so-called Palestinians. The view appeared at odds with the plan Trump had revealed a day earlier to resettle people permanently in another area. Meanwhile, Egypt and Jordan rejecting Trump's plea to take Gaza residents. They don't want them. And Palestinians in the region insist that they won't give up their land. It's not your choice, suckers. Anyway, severe weather, progression of winter storms expected across the eastern half of the United States over the next 2 weeks. So buckle up or bundle up. The first storm took shape Wednesday over the central Mississippi Valley, bringing slick conditions in parts of the region. Watch out when you're driving. It will ultimately spread wintry precipitation, also known as rain, I believe. Maybe also snow, over more than 1,000 miles of the eastern United States from Missouri to Maine. The next storm will likely develop on the plains Friday and strengthen early Saturday with a potentially dangerous mix of snow, sleet, whatever sleet is, I forget, and freezing rain. I think it's like icy rain. I don't know. In the winter, western United States, heavy rain and landslides forced road closures across California. Another atmospheric river-fueled storm with up to an inch of rain is set to arrive today. May be beneficial in some areas to reduce the wildfire threat. Six dairy herds in Nevada have tested positive for a newer strain of the bird flu virus. Watch out. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, is anger a part of intelligence or stupidity? Is anger a part of intelligence or stupidity? Is it a part of intelligence or stupidity? If you're busy, you can still listen to the show. You can podcast, but you can listen on the your iPhone, iPad, no matter where you are in the world, we are heard around the world by everybody at Bay Mama, if you're black, and everybody and their mama, if you're white. And you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad, no matter where you are, what you're doing. You can podcast, but you can listen by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. And to donate, to have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to your super chats here. To come in and have your to donate, to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. He's drunk as a bastard. It's Thursday. And because we love the Bible Thumpers, every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. Look at, turn around, look at these people. What?
From the Lord. I got what I wanted from the Lord. I'll go back to Washington. Oh, yes, I will. I'm a Southern Baptist. They don't believe in Southern Baptist. But God said it. I want it.
Oh, Lord. Why, George? Why, George, Lord? Let me do this fast. So I have my experts. For those who are just tuning in the first hour, we played a video of allegedly a pastor, a black pastor, throwing a drag queen out of his church. And I wanted my my experts to respond to that. So they responded in the first hour. And there are people online who want to respond to the pastor throwing out the lifeline. Somebody is drifting away. Y'all know that song? I know you know that one, Joel.
Somebody is drifting away?
Throw out the lifeline. Somebody is drifting away. Huh?
Someone is sinking today?
No, someone is drifting away. Throw out the lifeline. Throw out the lifeline.
Yeah.
Someone is drifting away.
Oh.
Away.
Katy Perry.
Throw out.
Katie Hudson? When she was a Christian?
No, they were just a regular Christian song at church.
Ella Fitzgerald.
I thought it was. Google's telling me that.
What?
I cheated.
It's a hit.
Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh, maybe she started it.
I don't know if she started it or she sang it.
But it was at church. It was a church song.
Yeah. Mm. It's in the hip. It's in. It's a hymn.
It's a her.
No, H-Y-M-N.
Oh.
Burl Ives.
Okay. What?
Burl Ives?
Maybe, but it's a. When I used to go to Crenshaw Christian Center, no, they seen this at regular black churches too. Throughout the lifeline, someone is drifting away.
Is Crenshaw Christian Center not a regular black church?
It's one of those evangelicals church.
Oh, okay.
Light.
Throw out the lifeline across the dark Baptist. Wave. There is a brother whom someone should save.
That's right. He's drifting away. Let me go to Terry out of Oregon. Terry, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Terry.
Hi.
What's up, Terry? Hi, Terry. Y'all know Terry?
I know. Yeah.
Everybody knows Terry.
She the homie.
I call they little shows, too, sometimes.
Yeah. How's your little show?
Whatever.
Shout out to Terry.
I meant that to be funny, not condescending.
No, it was very
funny. Yeah. It was funny and condescending.
Oh, yeah.
That's very funny.
Oh, Lord. Okay, yeah, I wanted to call in about this topic because I agree with you that he didn't handle it properly, the pastor. I do think he probably should have said something to this person, but it should have been handled privately and actually, you know, treating that individual with respect and actually addressing the fact that they do need some kind of help, you know.
So when you say that he should have said something privately, what should he have said to the drag queen privately?
Well, I mean, he should have, like, you know, taken him aside and just stated, like, that the way you're dressed in this church is not appropriate. You know, we expect men and women to be dressed as men or women.
But the women had on pants, and women are not allowed to wear pants to church.
Well, women have been wearing pants a long time.
I know, but beforehand, they were not allowed in the church with pants.
Okay.
So should the pastor,
I don't know, Jesse.
Should the pastor have pulled them to the side and address them?
Well, I do think a lot of women do need to be addressed about their what they're wearing to church. A lot of women don't dress appropriately in church. So I was talking with another friend about this. In her church, she sees a lot of women wearing really tight clothing. And, you know, it's not appropriate.
And should the women be addressed about wearing pants in church?
I don't know.
Because at one point in America, it was as serious as a man wearing a dress to church or a woman wearing a pantsuit. Women could not wear a dress to church. No, you can't come into church with those pants on. You ain't no man. And they had to go back home.
Oh, really?
So it was as a big of a deal as this issue seemed to me.
Yeah, but I think there's a big difference between a woman wearing, like, trousers and a man coming in a wig and makeup.
Why? What's
and, like,
the difference?
Pantyhose.
What's the difference?
Well, the amount of time it takes to put on for one.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
it takes the same amount of time to put on pants as it does a skirt. So.
Right.
But when you got to put on all of that extra stuff, it's a little bit, you know, odd. And I do think it's when somebody is coming in that way, there is something going on deeper. It's
so do
not
you
just...
think that when people showed up, the crowds that showed up to Christ, and Christ mm-hmm. came for all, not for the everybody, all and when he came, there were only one good person on earth. They couldn't find no good people. Everybody was no good. mm-hmm. So you can imagine what they were doing, right? He never questioned how they were dressed or whether they're rich or poor, black or white, male or female. He came for all. And he didn't question the homosexuals, the drag queens, the alcoholic, the drug addicts, the whore. Remember the whore, the slut? And they would try to stone her.
Yeah.
And instead of saying, you a slut, but he said to the stoners, to the preacher, let ye without sin cast the first stone. And they put out all their rocks. I bet you if somebody had stopped that preacher, he would have put down his rock.
Well, yeah, I don't think how he handled it was appropriate. It wasn't like...
But it wasn't even his business at all. Lord, the drag... Again, I don't know what happened before mm-hmm. the drag queen walked in or mm-hmm. while the drag queen walked in, the drag queen protest or anything. But if the drag queen just sitting there in a dress or the alcoholic sitting there drunk and they're not disturbing anything, why not leave them alone? They may hear something because they're looking for something for them to be in church. Why not just leave them in the church? You never know the message they may hear.
Maybe you're right, Jesse. I don't know. I dealt with this recently, though, because I guess it's been on my mind. There was a young man coming to my church that I'd kind of been friendly with.
Mm.
And I was walking home with a friend one day, like one of my girlfriends, and I ran into him in the park, and he was dressed in drag, like full-on hard wig, like thigh-high, like... I don't know. It was a mess. And I recognized him. I said, hi, you know? And then I saw him at church on Sunday and he came dressed in that, all that. And I was like, okay, this is interesting. Cause I'd never seen him before and all of that.
Oh, he came to church drag queen.
Oh yeah. He had the wig and the makeup and the,
and you had never seen him like that before.
Well, I saw him in the street, like, a few days earlier.
Right.
Like, I ran into him.
And then he came to church and drag.
Yeah.
And what'd you do?
And it's clear to me he's, like, really, like, spiritually going through some stuff.
So what did you do? How did you handle that?
I just treated him normal.
Right on.
I just, you know, said hi to him, talked to him a little bit.
And you said, pretty outfit.
I didn't think if a woman was wearing that, it would have been it wasn't an appropriate outfit. Honestly, it was kind of.
And then you judged him in thought, eyes,
word.
Oh yeah.
I didn't judge him with my face so much or my gestures, but
in your mind, you were going off.
Well, I just thought it was like it was. I don't know. I'm more kind of concerned about what he's going through because I can see that he's searching, and that he wants a deep connection with God. I can tell that. But then
so why
also,
judge
I see
him
that
at?
He's under,
so why?
Because he came in dressed like a hoochie.
But God said that. But God said that you're not allowed to judge at all. Zero.
Yeah.
So why judge him at all?
Well, I don't know. I'd let it go, Jesse.
I know, but why judge him, period?
It just happens. You know? It happens, and then you just got to watch yourself and let it go.
Yeah, that's true. You got to press and let it go instead of holding on to the judgment.
But now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, what is the appropriate way to deal with this, as a church body?
The appropriate way to deal with it is not to deal with it. It has nothing to do with you. That his life, he's going through what he's going through, he's doing what he's doing. It has nothing to do with you. Why do you think you have to deal with it at all?
I don't think I have to deal with it. But I do wonder, like, do the church elders, do the church authorities have a responsibility?
No. Go ahead, guys.
Yeah, it's like, it made me think of something. It's like, it's interesting how we always feel like, and it comes from Satan, to think that we always got to do something.
Yeah.
And instead of having the mindset, do nothing, and then you'll see what to do.
Yeah.
But it's like, because we feel like we have to do something, we end up doing all the wrong things because it's based off of, if you don't, you're not good, you're not the right Christian. And we should more so have the setting of not doing anything.
Reminds me of what Joel was talking about in his show yesterday about always correcting the girlfriend or the woman that you're dating or whatever.
Right.
Always feeling like you got to say something. And a lot of people get the idea of speaking up. Because most people are scared to speak up, so you just automatically respect somebody who speaks up even when it's out of turn and that's not right.
Amazing. And you say, anchor baby?
To add something, I wanted to add is there's an interesting parallel that you already described with the people maybe back some time ago. They thought that women wearing pants was just as bad as this.
Yeah,
and they probably never even thought about anything trans. Like, that was outside of their world of possibilities in their mind. Or
no,
if they're...
gay people didn't exist then. It was just women was the problem.
Right. And so, like, if they did think about it, it was like, okay, that's crazy. That would never happen. That's probably happening right now as well.
Yeah.
They're looking at the drag queens going like, okay, this is a problem. And then whatever, in our minds, we could probably imagine something super extreme. And it's like, that would never happen. But give it some time.
Yeah.
It's like... Yeah. A weird, not even history repeating itself, it's human nature.
I totally remember it was a big deal for a woman to wear a dress. It was a problem for women wearing pants anyway, but they definitely could not wear no pants to church.
Interesting.
Get off this wagon and go back home.
What will they fight about in 20 years?
I know.
animal people.
Matthew 7:1 says, judge not that ye be not judged. We literally cannot judge. It's abnormal for human beings to judge. And when you're judging, you're really doing it to yourself. Terry, thank you.
All right. Yeah, thank you for taking my call.
All right. And so with your friend, just wish him well and let him, that's his life. It has nothing to do with you. Have no opinion about it, either good or bad. And let him work it out. You may be of help to him then.
All right. Thank you.
All right. She sounded disappointed.
I do.
But shout out. Lindsay, a first-time caller out of
Graham.
North Carolina. Lindsay, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, yes, sir. This is first time calling, but I've become a huge fan of your show, and I love how there's a main point, a deep point, but that, you know, sense of humor doesn't get in the way, and like there isn't a bunch of people offended or like arguing and stuff. But I wanted to say I have a theory about the pastor and the drag queen.
Okay.
And my theory is that they were both looking for a social media moment, like the drag queen by coming dressing, which I think is inappropriate because it seems like it's distracting when you're supposed to be there praising the Lord and, you know, but the pastor also looking for his moment by being so assertive and aggressive when it didn't call for it. It wasn't like that the drag queen was, you know, raising their voice or becoming irate, you know, and he just kept repeating it louder and louder as if to embarrass him. But I think that they both went there and thought it was like they both had main character syndrome, right?
Well, I don't
like. I've been thinking about this. They have main character syndrome, and the two forces met, and you know it. I mean, it just seemed like they were both seeking attention, but that the pastor kind of has like a deep-seated problem with it that didn't call for the response that it got.
I was going to say is that it's hard to say because we didn't see the actions of the transgender, but I will say when the pastor did get up and try to like rebuke the transgender, you would think that if the person wants a certain type of attention, then they would seek it and respond. But it seems like we didn't hear nothing from the transgender. Yeah.
Well, the transgender's goal is to just stand there and be a victim.
But we don't really know because we didn't hear anything from we didn't hear the voice of the transgender. We didn't see the transgender. We only had the
like
voice
and
the picture.
Like, this was recorded by another patron, right?
And they showed the drag queen? Oh, you're asking
somebody
us.
Somebody was recording the pastor doing it with their cell phone.
Okay, so that's what I'm talking about. It already became a distraction. You know, instead of listening to the pastor, you over here, like, you know, and it just seems like the drag queen especially went there looking for the reaction.
But
that
we
they
really
got.
Don't know, though, because we didn't see the drag queen. We can't make any conclusion about the drag queen because we didn't hear from the drag queen. We just somebody videoed it, but I don't even know if it was a drag queen video or not. Maybe he did or not. I don't know. But we didn't see the drag queen, so we don't know what the drag queen was thinking or feeling. So we can't comment on the drag queen. But I do know that the preacher was a little coward because the preacher, what he was saying about it, the congregation pushing him on, egging him on. Yeah, praise the Lord. He should have told them to be quiet.
I think everybody behaved poorly in this situation.
In a church.
And they all should eat cake.
Yeah. Absolutely. What a mess.
Oh, I wanted to tell you, I was listening to one of your shows the other day, and my husband was sitting here beside me, not really doing anything, and you hit him with a, "She black." And he, like, spit his drink out. Oh. But I really appreciate you, and I thank you for giving me this time.
Right on. Thanks for calling. Call me again, Lindsay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Amazing. Let me go to South Africa, Mommy Africa, and talk to a first-time caller, CJ. CJ, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Heard around the world.
By everybody.
By everybody and they mama.
And they mama.
I black.
You black.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, CJ.
Jesse, so I'm calling about the topic that you're speaking on about the transgender.
Yes.
So I'm listening to your experts, but I'm not hearing them speak about this this concept of the eunuch, you know, that everyone's using at the moment, especially in the LGBT community.
Eunuch?
So they're using this thing. Yep.
What's a eunuch?
It's okay, so back in the day, it was a man whose parts were removed. Whose man parts were removed.
What?
Somebody was castrated.
Yeah, so that back then, but there was two things really quick, just so I can get the details. It was either a man who was born with no desire for male or female, no sexual desire, or there was a man whose parts were, he was castrated, parts were taken off. So he wouldn't desire the wives of the, because he was a slave or he was a servant.
Oh, and what about that?
What about it? Especially here in South Africa, they are using that scripture because the scripture in Matthew 19, Jesus says, for there are eunuchs who are born like that out of their mother's wombs, and then some were made so by other men, and some make themselves that way for the sake of the kingdom. So I was just wanting to know if you look at ancient culture, how it was done back then. They also, in Greece, they also practiced the same thing, but they also used women's clothing in the whole ordeal. So I was just wanting to know what you think about that. So Jesus says, he that is able to receive it, let him receive it. So that's the part about the eunuch. Some of them come out of their mother's womb like that. Some of them are made that way. as slaves, and some of them choose to do that for the kingdom's sake.
Yeah.
So that's all I wanted to hear. Some pastors are actually in the LGBT community, and they are using that verse as a sort of a justification, you know?
What a
so
mess!
That's what I wanted to know, man. Wow. Yep, what a mess.
Thank you, CJ. I wasn't familiar with that, so I don't know, but thank you.
Thanks, Jesse.
All right.
Bye.
Amazing. 888-775-3773.
I think that's like when he says some people choose that.
Choose
I think
what?
Choose that for the sake of the kingdom. Choose quote unquote eunuchness.
Meaning you can cut off the bottom?
Not necessarily.
So you don't have a desire.
I'm suggesting that.
How is that going to help the
I'm saying that may be having deciding just to be single, remain single, not getting married.
I just don't like the idea because it feels like the cowardly way out because, and there may be exceptions to why people would do it, but it's almost like you don't want to have these desires and you want to walk the straight and narrow path, so you cut it off so you don't have the desires instead of like doing the work to actually overcoming this stuff.
But cutting off the body part is not going to stop you from having those desires.
It
because the desire come from the temptation of looking at the woman.
But for some reason, I understand that makes me think too, but in some reason back in the day, it worked.
Oh, yeah?
When you cut off the genitals, they weren't having...
Well, the
could they use the bathroom?
Well, what if you change
you
your
still
mind?
Have a urethra.
I was just playing.
listen to this. Jesus said, whoever shall put his wife... except for fornication, and shall marry another commits adultery, and who also marries her a divorced woman is committing adultery. And his disciples said, if that's the case, if the case of the man be so with his wife, it's not good to marry. And so Jesus said to them, all men cannot receive this except for those to whom it's given. And so he's saying that there's eunuchs who are born like that. And then there's eunuchs who were made eunuchs by men, castrated. And then there may be eunuchs who have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake.
But it doesn't say that they made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake in the scripture, right?
Yeah, it says that. who have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. And I don't know if he means literally cutting them off. He who's able to receive it, let him receive
it. I don't think it means literally cutting them off. I mean,
yeah, so that's why I'm saying, because they're talking about it's not good to marry. The disciples were saying that.
Don't marry the eunuch.
No, it's not good to marry, period, because if you divorce and remarry, then you're committing adultery.
Right. What a mess. So, see, I want you to hear this expression then. If you think that's something, I want you to hear what T.D. Jake had to say about Adam. Nick, I want to go to 6-1.
I'm there.
Quote unquote, Bishop T.D. Jake delivered a puzzling teaching where he seemingly claimed that Adam was the mother of Eve. He seemed to be saying that Adam was the mother of Eve. Watch this from YouTube.
I got to reset this. Hold on.
You want me to come back? We'll come back to it. Let me go to New York and talk to...
Going to break.
Rafario? Let me take a break, Rafario, and then we'll come back to you right after the break. Then some super chats and T.D. Jakes and all that. Rafario, hold on. Back in a moment.
I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Have it now?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Sorry, folks. Behind the scene. Okay, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And Joel Friday TV, he black at 11 a.m., better known as Arkansas. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. And then the American Anchor Baby, energy given to him by God at 12 noon, the Monday through Friday, the American Anchor Baby. And brand new episode of the FatherState.tv. I had an interesting but fun conversation with Jeremiah Watkins. And Jeremiah is a voice actor, stand-up comedian, and the host of Trailer Tales and Stand Up on the Spot. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
So when is the baby coming?
I have two.
Why only two?
I'm not black. We'll be right back, folks. It might offend people, but I didn't vote in this last election.
What a baby. Why not?
Okay, you big alpha. You wild. You wild.
I rest my case.
He rests his case.
So listen, I got to put you on the hot seat.
I'm not already on the hot seat. Oh.
It was amazingly funny, but really interesting too. You're going to like it. You're going to learn something from it, I hope. This is tomorrow, Friday at 12 noon. TheFatherState.tv at 11 a.m., not 12. The old time was 12, not brand new time for The Father State is at 11 a.m. Pacific time. All right? And then after that, the American Anchor Baby. So you can help us, support us on The Father State by going to thefatherstate.tv/donate or locals.com. All right. And the men's forum is tonight. And don't forget your punchy coffee. Punchy's coffee is delicious. It is good. Good. And we're going to have a picture here in a minute. But it is delicious. Punchy's coffee. I got my own coffee now. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Go to rebuildingtheman.com/stores. Rebuildingtheman.com/stores. Before I go to the phone, I want to quickly show you T.D. Jakes. Now, I just heard this morning, too. My amazing producer gave it to me. And T.D. Jakes seemed to be implying that Adam was the mother to Eve. Watch this from YouTube.
Whether you read it in Corinthians or read it in Genesis, that's salvation. That's speaking Jesus and darkness running. The speaking Savior spoke light and there was light and it was good. The stooping
what the?
That we'll, again.
Yeah, we'll come back to it. But I do want you to hear it, all right? Let me go quickly to Raf. Who is it? Refario out of New York. He's been waiting for a while. Refario, thanks for holding you on the air.
Morning, Jesse. How you doing, my man?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I'll get right into it.
Okay.
We've had some counseling before, and maybe this would be a counseling call, but I figured I'd call the radio.
Okay.
Typical story of a man that didn't know any better, went ahead and married a woman, and had two children. She decided to leave, took my children. Now it's a battle. Not a battle, but he has full custody of the children, and this is what I'm struggling with. This is what I'm struggling with.
Are you on a speaker by chance?
No, I'm on a pair of headphones. Can you hear me all right or no?
Can you get off the headphone?
My phone is, you might as well call it an Obama phone. Not very good. But,
okay.
But basically, I'm allowed supervised visits. That's all I'm allowed. And now, supposedly, I'm allowed supervised visits with family members, but I really don't want my mom around my daughter. You there, Justin?
Yes, I'm listening.
Justin, you there?
Yes.
Yeah, I've got like background noise on my end.
Yeah, I hear that too. Hold on for a minute. Don't hang up. I'm gonna let Jared work with you on that, and we'll come back to it. All right. I'm sorry we can't play the T.D. Jakes thing where he seemed to be implying that Adam is the mother of Eve. Lord, if ever we needed you, we need you now. We still can't play that, right, Nick?
Derek is telling me to try it again.
You want to?
I do.
Okay. This is from YouTube, where it seemingly that, quote-unquote, Bishop T.D. Jakes delivered a puzzling teaching where he seemingly claimed that Adam was the mother of Eve. Not the daddy, not the husband, but the mother. Mama Mia. Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay, let's try it.
Whether you read it in Corinthians or read it in Genesis, that's salvation. That's speaking Jesus and darkness running. The speaking Savior spoke light and there was light and it was good. The stooping Savior played with clay on the sixth day and made the first man. And on the seventh day, the Sabbath Savior rested. On the seventh day, the Sabbath Savior, the one who said, I am Lord of the Sabbath Savior rested. But Adam fell while the Savior rested. And so the Sabbath Savior had to break his rest and become, number five, the searching Savior. And the voice of the Lord walked through the cool of the garden. And God said, Adam, where art thou? He didn't ask where Eve was, because Adam was Eve's mama. Eve was born out of Adam. So when he had breathed the breath of life, he had breathed Eve into Adam. Male and female created he them and called his name Adam.
Look at hate. Hate, like, what do you think about that, Anchor Baby?
I don't even understand. I need to hear it again. I don't know if I have... This is above my pay grade. I don't know what the heck he's talking about. He's saying stuff I don't even quite understand.
What do you say?
Well, there's a lot of fluff there that could have been removed that he was saying. It was just a lot of, I don't know, a lot of just fluffy stuff. But God didn't breathe life into Adam to create Eve. And then the mama thing, I don't know if it's a joke, if he was making a joke or if he was serious. But it seems like he was serious because he's saying that through Adam, Eve came just like the birth
now
of
he
a
had a bit of a BJ.
Yeah, that's not...
You can't say that word.
I was wondering if that's what he was saying.
Sorry.
No.
I thought that was a clean version. Now I can hear the kids now. Mama, what's a BJ?
It's a type of orange juice.
What is it?
Nothing.
So what?
I mean, it looks like maybe he was alluding to Adam without saying Adam gave birth to Eve, but he's basically alluding to Adam doing some type of, I don't know, birth of Eve, and it just feels weird.
So then who was Eve's mama?
Adam.
Evidently called it like that. What do you say?
T.D. Jakes is... He really disgusts me. I don't like the way he presents his preaching. It's so trained black preacher style.
Yeah.
All these long pauses and this deep, nasty, sexy voice, if you will. Sounds like he's one of those radio, you know the woman on the radio who takes your calls and takes your song requests for your loved one?
Yeah.
The one you love?
Hi. thanks for calling. Who is this? Hello, this is John. Oh, hi, John.
Yeah.
How you doing? Fine. Who are you loving for tonight, John? Yeah.
Who's that special someone?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
who's
like
that
a
special someone, John? I travel a lot, and I haven't had a chance to see my wife. I leave my wife alone. Oh, you love her? I love my wife. I love her very much. My wife is my guy. Oh, John.
My wife is my guy.
That is so nice, John. What do you want me? What do you want to say to your wife tonight? What do you want to play? I want to play Love Bone.
I don't know that one.
Okay. Yeah, so he's like overly sensual, totally
you're
appealing.
You're talking about that, right?
Yeah, T.D. Okay. Jakes. That's T.D. Jakes. He's worse than her. He's trying to appeal, I think. That my theory, I don't know, but I think that he's trying to appeal to the females in his church.
That's why you think
that's
he
why
said,
he talks like that? That's why he's saying that that Adam was Eve's mama.
How can he
because
say
all
that
he
though?
Has is a bunch of mamas in
ain't
his church.
Ain't that much female in the world.
It was gross. It was disturbing. His voice is disturbing, and his illustration is disturbing. And the way that people read things in the Bible, like God made man, male and female, he created them. He's trying to say that he made Adam male and female, or trying to imply that type of thing.
So,
and that because Eve
understand.
Came out of Adam's rib, Eve came out of Adam like the babies come out of the woman.
But Eve came from the rib.
Right.
Right.
What a psycho.
Right.
That's an Oprah type
Christian. I almost
want to
agree. Of course, we don't know, but I almost want to agree with Hake saying that he's trying to appeal to the female audience and kind of change the wording to relate to the
ladies. Ain't God going to get him?
So he's not worried about the God getting him. He's worried about the mamas getting him.
What?
He's worried about the mamas getting him in his church more than God.
You heard the ladies. It sounded like women really liked what he said, too. They're like, woo.
Yeah.
They got some good woohoos, but... What the heck was this all about? Help me understand this about... Was he saying there's multiple gods? He's saying, like, the God of... The God of the Savior? The Savior?
Like the Sabbath. And,
the Sabbath Savior?
The, and all,
what the heck was that?
No
that's
idea
why I said
what,
it was a bunch of fluff. It's hard to tell.
Yeah, I have no idea what T.D. Jakes was talking about there.
I was stuck.
Zero idea.
I thought he was saying there were multiple gods.
Huh?
I thought he was saying there was multiple gods.
It's almost like he really wasn't saying anything.
Yeah, that's...
Speaking loud and saying nothing.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't hear the... I don't know if he got to a point later.
Yeah, maybe in the video he made... I don't know. But it didn't make sense. None of it made sense at all. It wasn't even clear. Joe, you went skating last night?
No,
am I
revealing myself?
Yeah.
No, maybe I just got red eyes now.
No pot.
No skating.
So what? You didn't go skating?
No.
You went to bed late?
No, slept early.
Why your eyes are red?
I don't know.
You said it looked like you high.
I give up.
That's when you'll know God.
Let's go to Maze out of Dayton, Ohio. Maze, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse and committee.
The experts.
Committee.
Experts, Maze.
Committee.
She finished me already.
And I thought about the man that was inside his sanctuary, him and his people that's inside his sanctuary. He didn't tell the man to get out of here and sin no more. He told the man he'd do what he want to outside of that church, but not on the inside. So what was wrong with that?
He was judging.
He said, you come in here as a man.
So Maze, are you saying are you saying that the preacher should have put the drag queen out?
I didn't say that.
No, that's what I'm trying to understand. What I don't know if you're saying if you were with him for it, agree with the preacher or disagree.
I was saying that's his church. And you don't, just like you say, long time ago, women couldn't not wear dresses, pants in the church. They had to come in with a skirt on or a dress. Same thing.
So the preacher did the right thing?
Yes. That was his church. That's just like your house. You don't let anything come in your house.
Oh, right, so. But we're not talking about if it's the right thing because it's his church. We're talking about the right thing morally. But morally, we're talking about is it the right thing as far?
No, we're not talking about morally.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
On the committee. That's what you were thinking about.
I'll tell you one thing, Maze.
We don't think the same.
But you don't think the same as God, maybe.
What?
Because that guy was pretending like this was his house, but it's God's house.
Right. It was his church.
He was taking God's
church. He's over the church. As long as he's over it, if they threw him out, it's not his church anymore.
God's over him, though.
Really?
You're right that it was his church. If you want to throw the person out, he can throw the person out. But was it the right thing to do to the person that was in the church?
If that's his rules.
But no, suppose the man was looking for help.
If he was looking for help, he could go change clothes and come back in there. He gave him the opportunity. That's what he told him. He said, inside this church. He didn't say outside the door. He said, inside. So if he wanted to go outside, he said, you do what you want to. So he was not in his life telling him how to run his life.
But Maze, let me ask you this.
So he could go out there and stand with his dress on all day long outside the church.
Let me ask you this, Maze. Let me ask you this,
Maze.
What if somebody, what if you went to church and in the church they said that, we don't like the way you dress, Maze. You're dressing too black. So we don't want you in here.
Black guy to dress.
But that's what I'm saying. But what if the pastor just for whatever reason didn't like the way you dressed?
Well, I would just get up and leave.
Right, but then is that wrong or should
no,
you be able to dress?
No, it's not wrong because it's his church. It's just
no,
like somebody riding
saying,
your car.
I'm just saying that
if
I'm just saying the way you decide to dress is the way you want to decide to dress, and you go to church the way you're comfortable, right?
I know how to dress.
Right, according to you.
That's why I wouldn't dress like that.
But according to you, you know how to dress.
It goes like if you came in Jesse's studio today
Jello.
With a dress on, would he approve of you wearing it?
No, he'll make a joke about
Thank
it.
Thank you. That's what I'm trying.
He called Beta.
I was
Joel, go home and take that dress off and come back in here.
No, I wouldn't.
Regular clothes off.
If Joel want to wear a dress to work, he can wear his dress.
Either Nick or your other committees. Your other
as long as he's not wearing shorts.
Yeah. All right.
Right.
And a girdle.
So I'm saying the choice. So all right,
what about?
Made.
And then with TD Jakes.
Yeah.
I would do this crazy stuff. That's what I'm trying to say. Y'all Bible that y'all got, it got y'all messed up. Because it said Eve had Adam ribs. So what is she doing with his ribs? Y'all go along with that too, don't you?
You don't believe
I'm listening. You don't
believe he came from the rib. She came from the rib.
No, I don't.
Where do you think she came from?
Oh.
The same place Adam came from.
You think Adam is Jesus' mama?
I don't know. I don't.
I mean, Adam is Mary.
Adam is Eve.
What is
Eve?
Adam is Eve mama.
No, I don't.
Oh.
So that's what I'm saying. You have to use your brain to think for yourself. I don't care what T.D. Jakes has
Maze also said that she's not born again. She doesn't believe in born again.
Born again? Just like how you just like say being born again. When your dad come back, how you do it? Dad for your sins.
So I don't know if she understands spiritual things.
Oh.
Because she don't believe in born again.
Cold-blooded, cold-hearted.
What about that clapping, Mace?
And when you're doing your silent prayer, do you... I have another question. When you're doing your silent prayer, do you do it with the Bible in your hand?
She ain't taking no questions. She's having
questions. I'm asking you.
I mean, Anchor Baby has a question.
What about that clapping? You cool with all them clapping and getting all excited that moment?
Well, it was their church, so they were approved of what he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like on a football team, a game. Your team is winning. Everybody together with the team, and they're doing what?
There go Mace.
Applauding.
So can the whites applaud when the whites kick the blacks out of the whites restaurant?
Answer that one, Mace.
And I have something else for
you. Hold on, Mace. Hold on. And slow down. I'll be like, what? Hate has a question for you. Listen to this one.
Okay, committee. I'm listening.
Can the whites...
Committee?
Can the whites sit in the white restaurant?
The show. What?
The committee of experts.
What do you say?
Can the whites applaud when the whites kick the black out of the white restaurant?
Should they applaud?
Can they?
If the restaurant didn't belong to the restaurant owner, see, you got it mixed up, James. If it's not
now
the owner
twisting
doing,
it. If it's not the white man owned the restaurant and they throw the blacks out, could the white people applaud?
Sure, they could applaud. And then should the,
but you would be mad about it.
Is it right?
What? Is it right?
Yeah.
Well, what did they kick them out for? Just because they're black?
Oh, yes. But see, now you need a reason. Now you need a reason.
Let me finish. I have a good one for you. You remember the riverboat brawl that they had down in Alabama? Where those white people came and did those to those black people and they responded? That store is closed today because black people don't go in there and shop. So that's what could happen to the restaurant, James. Since you think that everything got to be a Caucasian on this earth. God didn't put everybody
but is
here.
But right, right?
He put everybody here. All
is
God's
right?
children got a role.
Is it right?
So you don't know what the role of the other.
Mate, is it right?
Is it right?
Yeah.
If they were doing something wrong, then yes, it's right. But if they were not doing anything wrong, no, it's not right. Amazing. Just because you don't want nobody in your restaurant, but you want their money. So do they kick them out after they pay for what they went in there for? Or they kick them out before? So they take the money. You take the money, and then you put them out. How do they go, James?
You're going further into it.
Right. Listen, I got to run because of time.
I do, too.
Good to hear from you.
Yeah, so y'all take y'all little committee with y'all Bible, and when you lay down, when you get on your knees and you pray, you don't have it in your hand.
May, do you gotcha. Know that these are experts?
No, they're not experts. They're
yes, we are.
Experts on what?
Everything.
Really? They want to be, but not
don't
to
laugh
be.
Like
y'all have a good one. It was nice chatting with you.
You too, Mace. Amazing. Super chat. super.
Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk, Lori says, hey, Jesse, I see that we are all in our own personal end of days until we die of ego or die in the body. Also, the Bible describes Antichrist as a son of Satan. We're all sons and daughters of Satan when the hate, anger comes into us. You see evil people that are separated from God as Antichrist?
Amazing. Absolutely. Thank you. That's deep. Thank you.
Thanks, Lori.
Yeah.
Someone says, man, Jesse, the blacks ain't got nothing. White chocolate is better than dark chocolate. White bread is better than dark bread. The best rapper is white. Your best producer is white. Even the most stores, the floor is white. I'm just so tired.
Amazing. Thank you.
Will Rico says on Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App, Lin Yen Chinny Chin Chin, laughing face sideways with tears coming out.
Who said that?
Will Rico.
Thank you. I don't know what that means, but thank you.
We'll be right back.
Let me take a break. One more hour to go. When I come back, your phone calls. We're letting the experts go. Your phone calls and super chats. Back in a moment. Hate news.
I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Yeah.
Trump, Donald J. Trump, is keeping men out of women's sports with in title case. Wow. Is he going to kick women out of men's sports? That would be nice. Starbucks, there's drama over writing names on cups again, in case you know anything about or care anything about Starbucks. And even if you don't, Black Sabbath is doing a farewell thing. Ozzy Osbourne's putting it together. Is he Christian now? I don't know. Maybe not. An asteroid, Bennu, could hit Earth from space in 2182. It's a slim chance, they say. And 100 India Indians got deported, put on a plane, I heard. And they may start doing classroom raids. You know, they say, oh, Trump's not deporting enough, some people say. And they may be right. But it sounds like Trump is making changes as to how and how they can enforce the law and do raids in supposedly sensitive areas. So that's cool. Project 2025 is in the White House, so they claim, the ladies at the Skim. No phones in class? That won't work. That's what they're trying to pretend. It won't help report cards. Well, it's not just phones that are the issue, of course. And as you may have heard, I mentioned it yesterday, I think, in the NFL, they're changing the end zone from saying end racism. Stupid. Sorry, kids, don't say that. To choose love on one side and it takes all of us on the other. At least for this Super Bowl there where Trump may attend. This is the end of hour two of Bible Thumper Thursday, February 6th, 2025 AD. The lines are full. JLP will be right back to your calls. No more experts. You can relax. No more committee. It is Hake News, not fake news. After the JLP show, the Hake Report. After the Hake Report, which is a two-hour show right after JLP, Joel Friday TV. It doesn't stink. It's a good show. And then American Anchor Baby. Those guys Monday through Thursday at their respective times. And then Fridays, it's Hake, then The Fallen State, and then Anchor Baby. Cool. Nice. Finishing up that bird flu report. This new strain associated with at least two severe infections of bird flu in human beings, H5N1. According to the Nevada Department of Agriculture, 6 dairy farms in Nevada tested positive for this newer strain of the bird flu. Second known instance of avian flu being introduced into cattle by herds of birds. So cows are getting bird flu. What? And experts say it marks a turning point in the nation's efforts to contain the virus. It's a good thing Trump is president. I think he might be effective in dealing with it. But scientists are studying this new strain, D1.1, to try to learn more about its capabilities and how it appears to be spreading so aggressively. May become a significant problem. Trump took executive action Wednesday to ban transgender so-called women from competing in women's sports. And girls, I think. The order titled Keeping Men Out of Women's Sports. He's already been targeting transgender rights, so-called rights, through executive action. Some already facing legal challenges. You know, these slick, evil, victim-minded lawyer liars trying to sue to stop Trump from making America great again. Ahead of the signing, they said the new action will take opposite position from so-called Title IX. Title IX is anti-discrimination. It's kind of unconstitutional, in my opinion. But anyway, that the Biden administration used Title IX to say, oh, all genders. No sorry, Bob. Anyway, blah, 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 blah. 2182, a medium-sized asteroid. Don't know what medium size is. Known as Bennu, B-E-N-N-U, could collide on Earth in like 150 years or more. The chances of impact are slim, but if it happens, astronomers say it could trigger a global winter that would affect our planet for years. So much for global warming. Oh, sorry. Here's a woman, Kuljinder Kaur, saying her husband was put in handcuffs and taken to the airport in a military flight, didn't have water, couldn't even use the loo. Deported from the United States, an Indian. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show, already, believe it or not. The third hour. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5377-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, is anger a part of intelligence? Or stupidity, intelligence or stupidity? Is anger a part of intelligence or stupidity? Maybe, you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad, and then you can podcast it as well, but you want to be able to listen while you're working out or doing whatever it is that you're doing. You can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on 635-615-4131. That's 635-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeoncoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeoncoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And it's Thursday already. Again. It's Thursday, and every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Being Christian, being pro-choice are absolutely consistent because Christianity is a feminist religion.
While he was out in the community, Bible thumping about salvation and family values.
All my life I had to fight.
At home, he was wailing on me.
But I kill him dead for I live him.
Bible thumping.
Christian men must listen. They must sit at the feet of Christian women.
I hate everybody, but you're supposed to love everybody.
First Bible teacher that Jesus had was his mother.
My mom is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Because Christianity is a feminist religion.
What a mess. Before I go to the caller, did you know that there was another airplane incident, according to the report? It's happening all over the place. What the? And then they tell you, oh, it's okay to fly. It's safer than riding in a car. They still tell you that, right? And so, if it's okay to fly, how come all these DEI incidents are happening? I don't know what's causing why, but this is too much. And they tell you to get in an airplane and go somewhere anyway. What the? Some of you might not be aware of this. I just heard about it this morning from my producer. Fox News is reporting exactly 1 week after a passenger plane and an Army Black Hawk helicopter crashed midair near D.C., killing 67, and a Japan Airline plane and a Delta Airline plane collided in Seattle. Watch this from Fox News. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. What the? Hopefully the Great White Hope would get to what's really going on and let us know. Is it DEI? Are we under a terrorist attack in a different kind of a way? Or is it more? We need to know. We need to know what's going on. Because flying ain't no game. You up in the air, and they say flying is safer. I don't believe that anymore. I used to believe it. But in a car, at least you are driving your car. You are on the ground. You're in a car, but you're right there on the ground. It's not like flying. So we need to know what's going on. And don't be trying to convince us that it's okay to fly when all this mess is going on. Really. It's too often. And it's unusual that these things happen this often in America. So I want to encourage you folks, work on yourself. Work on yourself. You heard me. I don't know if you heard the first hour. T.D. Jakes seemed to be saying that Adam, the woman, was Adam was the mama of the Eve. And I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt because he might be, it might not be, that doesn't make sense. So maybe there's more to it. And you got to, the truth is in you. It's in you. It's in your heart. It's in you. The kingdom of heaven is within. You got to start living from within and not without. Clean the glass on the inside, not just on the outside. All right? Work on you. Let me go to Kevin out of New York. Kevin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, instead of talking about what I called in, I got to throw in my two cents about what you guys were talking about earlier with the two videos that you showed.
With the black pastor throwing the drag queen out of his church and T.D. Jakes?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead.
I'm leaning more towards that it was okay for him to throw the drag queen out of the church and everything. Because
and why is that?
The reason why I say that is because the whole drag queen and transgender thing, it's a form of an outward expression of a perversion. That's the word I was looking for.
How about an outward expression of something wrong on the inside?
Yes, it's that as well.
Right. Why would you call that perversion?
It's a perversion because the whole concept of it, a man dressing up as a woman or vice versa, a woman dressing up as a man, it's a perversion because, and I use that word in its multiple definitions because not only is it something that just seems straight up nasty, but it's a twisting and it's a distortion of the way God made things.
Is it a perversion to get married and divorce your husband or your wife and then marry again?
Is it a perversion for a husband to divorce his wife and then marry again?
Yeah, or a wife to divorce her husband and marry again.
Only under the circumstances of the spouse had passed away or...
Is it a perversion for a wife to divorce her husband and get married again, or for a husband to divorce his wife and get married? Is it a perversion?
That's a tough one. I'm trying to give you a yes or a no, but that's a tough one.
Why?
I don't think it's as simple as a yes or no.
Why not?
Because I think that there's only two circumstances in which it would be okay.
And so is it a perversion?
No.
Really?
No.
Is it a perversion to kill your fellow man?
Is it a perversion to what?
To kill.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And why is that a perversion? But not to get, not to divorce your wife and marry someone else. Why that's a perversion, but to divorce your wife or the wife to divorce her husband and marry someone else, why that is not a perversion, but to kill your fellow man, to kill is, why one is and the other one is not?
Well, because when a person kills another person, well, I mean, it's better to go to that philosophy of what you do to another, you do to yourself.
But why is it a perversion?
But in a marriage.
But why is it a perversion, though?
Oh, that's a good question, Jesse. I guess my answer is just that what you do to one person, you do to another, you do to yourself.
When the preacher threw the, and again, we don't know what all happened before we saw the video, right? But when the preacher threw the man, the drag queen, out of the church, and let's say the drag queen just sitting there in drag, but sitting there in church, when the preacher threw the person out of the church, was that right or wrong?
I don't think that it was right or wrong. I think that he was okay to do it.
Why?
However,
why?
The reason why I say that is because it's just something that's so, you know, it's something you keep to yourself. You don't show to other people, really. You know, that's what's so messed up about this whole thing.
And that's how would the preacher, how if the person showed up and the person is lost, right? And the person is going to church to be found. How would the preacher help them if the preacher look at the exterior and throw the person out?
If the person was searching for help, I'd say that it would be okay to leave them where they're at.
But how? However, the preacher didn't know that he threw the person out.
Oh yes, that was something that I definitely kept in mind. From that video alone, we can't make the decision whether or not that person was there for help,
but
or
I thought
whether
you
they
said,
were there to make a statement.
But I thought you said it was okay for the preacher to throw him out.
Yes, I did say that only because they're doing that outward expression, which is seen almost like a perversion.
And should the preacher throw the woman out of the church for having on pants rather than a dress?
No. No.
Why not?
It's an
outward expression of a perversion. It's not normal for women to wear pants, and especially to church. But it's not normal. It's abnormal for women to wear pants.
Oh, yes.
Have you noticed that?
I remember.
When you see women in pants, it doesn't even look right.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
You know, that is a really good point. Yes, I did notice that.
Is that a really good point. Is that a perversion?
Oof. I guess it depends on what the intention of the person who's doing it is. You know what I mean?
Well, the same thing with the drag queen. But is that a perversion? You don't know the intent of the woman that wearing the pantsuit rather than wearing a dress. And they used to throw them out of church. They couldn't even go to a church in a pantsuit, in pants. Is that a perversion for the woman to dress that way?
At first, my answer was no. But when we go according to everything you had just said, I guess it could be seen as a perversion, yeah.
And should the woman be thrown out of church for having on pants?
No.
Why not? You said a perversion.
I see where you're going with that.
No, I'm not going anywhere. I'm just asking a question. Why should she be thrown out?
I don't know. I don't know. You know, it's good that you said all that, because I see the contradiction in what I was saying and everything. Although I originally said that it was okay to throw him out of the church, to go so far as to shun that person from the church, not only to toss him out, but to say, hey, you can't talk to me or the preacher or the congregation anymore, I would have seen that as a problem. You know what I mean? Only based off of the assumption that we can't know whether that person was there to make a statement or was there seeking help.
Would Christ have thrown the drag queen out of church when he was speaking to the crowd?
No, I don't think Christ would have done that.
And would you have seen the drag queen as a perversion, and would you have thought, oh, Christ, you throw him out because it's a perversion?
You know, I actually would have went with my initial answer of throwing them out of the church, which would have been wrong.
Amazing, huh? That's why Christ said we cannot judge, because it's not what the person wear or don't wear or have or don't have or color or not or male or female. It's the spirit. It's the heart. And we are not allowed to judge, period, not in thought, not in eyes, not in words, not in little gestures that people make, or emotions. We are not allowed to judge. Judge not, that lest you be judged. What you're doing to others, you're doing it to yourself.
Oh, yes, that's right. I have a question for you, Jesse. Is the very act of throwing that person out of the church, is that a judgment in itself?
Yeah.
Or is it? Is it?
Yeah.
Because I was also thinking
go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I didn't mean to interrupt. I was also thinking that, I mean, isn't it okay for people to reject things without hating it?
Without what?
Is it okay for people to reject things without reaction to the feeling, without hating it? Because you are what you hate, right?
Right. If you can just because you don't agree with something, you don't have to neither accept it or reject it. You just see it for what it is and have no opinion about it at all. Because any opinion about it is judgment.
Wow, interesting. Very, very interesting.
It's enough to see it. You don't have to have an opinion, because you got to, when you come up with an opinion, you're in your head again, and you're deciding with the help of evil, whether it's right or wrong, good or evil, you still have an opinion. We're not supposed to have any thought or any opinion about anything.
Yes.
Unless you decide, you know, I want sweet potato pie versus pumpkin pie.
Oh, yeah. Those prices go fast.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And then that preacher who was going on about Adam being Eve's mother or something like that.
Right.
Now that seems like a perversion to me, because
if he said what it seems like he said, that's insanity.
Yeah, it really is, because I'm like, man, this guy, there's no understanding to anything that he said whatsoever. When God had caused Adam to sleep and then took a rib from him, I think all that was told in the Bible as a sort of a hinting that God used Adam as a reference to make the woman's body, which was Eve. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
By the whole thing of taking his rib and all that. You know?
That was so insane, Kevin. I don't even know how to respond to it, because it doesn't make any sense at all. Zero.
It really doesn't. I was like, what the?
What a mess!
What a mess.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks for taking my call, Jesse.
Yeah.
It was really interesting. And thanks for bringing that understanding.
Kevin, you're welcome, but can you imagine for a minute living a life, your life, you're so in control of one with yourself, you're so a whole person, that you live a life with no judgment at all, no opinion, no thoughts, but just live. What do you think would happen to you if you just lived without any plan, any thoughts, any opinion?
Well, I would be at peace. I know that.
Maybe.
I would be at peace for sure. It is amazing. It really is.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a daily checking myself, a daily working on myself.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
All it is.
Amazing. Thank you, Kevin.
Hey, thank you. Have a good one, everyone.
You too, buddy. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to John out of North Carolina. John, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing today, Jesse?
All is well.
I was calling. I kind of answered my own question while I was sitting here just thinking and how you were just, like, you know, telling that guy. But I still want to pose the question. So, like, basically about the pastor with the, what is it, like the drag queen thing?
Yeah, apparently, according to the report, we didn't see the drag queen, but there was a drag queen in the black pastor church, and the pastor told me he had to leave.
Yeah, so
he or she.
Basically, like one time, me and my wife, we weren't married at the time, but we had my basically my son was a baby at the time, and we had joined the church. And when it, you know, we went down to join the church, you know, when at the end of the service, when I asked you to go down and if you want to join the church, and get baptized, something like that.
Oh yeah, the doors of the church is open.
Yeah, so we
come
went
on down,
down
and get saved. Except Jesus.
Yeah. And we went down to join the church. And so, like, you know, after that, you got to go to the back and talk to the pastor, give him your information and stuff. So we had, my son was a baby at the time. So we, you know, we're giving him our information. This is after the service and stuff. And he looks over at the baby and asks us, are we married? And I said, no. And he basically told us, like, you know, it's wrong to, like, have a baby out of wedlock and stuff. And, at that time, I did feel like he was judging. I felt, you know, felt like he was being very judgmental. Like, I just wanted to get your, like, opinion on it. You know, because that's kind of similar to the drag queen thing, you know?
Right. And did you tell him it wasn't his business?
Nah.
Why
I just
not?
Kind of sat there, and I was a lot younger at the time.
Oh, okay.
You know, I was real young. I was probably, like, 23, like, 22, 23 around that. I was real young.
Well, you know, I can't speak on that issue because I wasn't there, so I don't know what was the preacher's intent at the time, and was he being judgmental because I wasn't there?
Yeah. I mean, now that I'm older, I thank him for it because we did end up getting married.
Nice.
Before we had any more kids, and, you know, not looking back, like, our life was, like, worse at that time, so, like, you know, we weren't living, you know, to the standards of what we should have been doing. So, I mean, it makes sense. What he said makes sense now that I'm older, but at that time it felt, you know what I mean, it felt pretty judgmental.
But now you realize he was right.
Yeah, now I realize he was 100% right.
Oh,
like,
okay.
You know, we should have did things the right way, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah, I wasn't there, so I can't respond to that.
Yeah, but so
does your wife obey you now?
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I called before, and we talked about all that before. Like, everything is good now, but, you know, just starting out, it was bad, you know?
Yeah. Are you guys, both of you, working on yourself now?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, good.
But I initially had a different question, but when I had called, that's what y'all was talking about at the time. But my initial question was, so basically, like, it's Black History Month and stuff, and, my son was at school, and, you know, I didn't really agree with, you know, the teacher called me yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and was like, him, and there was another kid, well, I guess one of his friends, and they both Black, and I guess evidently they were, like picking on the white guy, like, it was a white kid they were picking on.
Right.
And, but when the teacher called me, she was saying that they were reading, like, a book that was teaching about, like, the Negro League, and, like, it's like a bunch of race stuff. And I'm just thinking in my head, like, that was, like, when she said that, it kind of, like, just raised the red flag in my head. Like, why are they even, like, learning about that type of stuff?
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it kind of, like, when she was explaining what happened, I'm thinking in my head, well, that's what caused it. Because, like, they like learning about like black and white and how black people, you know, like all the stuff from back in the day. I'm like, why are they teaching them that in the first place? So,
yes.
Like my son didn't even feel like, you know, I needed to like discipline him for that, but I did tell him like, you know, just like, cause I asked him what happened and, you know, he was just saying like basically the black kids was telling the white kid that, cause they would learn about color, like, and basically in the book it said black people would have been considered colored in that time. And then basically one of the black guys made a joke and said that, well, I can't remember the white guy's name, but he would have been, basically they said he would have been purple because when he gets mad, I don't know, they said something, you know how like white people turn red.
Right.
They turn different colors, like if they get mad, they turn red and stuff. So I guess they made like a joke, like referencing that. And the white guy told the teacher that they were like making jokes about his skin color and stuff.
How old just, like, is your I'm son?
Like, he's 11.
Why don't you take, I mean, do what you want, of course, but why don't you take your son out of those schools that do that? Because by the time they're done brainwashing your son, making him angry, hate white people, your son is going to have a horrible life because they're teaching him to hate and not to love.
Yeah, and that's what I told him. I basically told him, like, hey, just leave people alone. Like, you know, I understand, like, what they teach you in school and stuff, but just don't, you know, don't bother anybody. They're not bothering you. Leave them alone.
Right. But he's young, though. He's been influenced by the teacher, and he may think, you know, he may be emotionally becoming a part of that, and he won't be able to help himself. Do you have to, and I understand, I mean, do you have to put him in the public school or in that school?
I mean, technically, yeah. I mean, because I can't homeschool him. I mean, I could, but I don't, you know, I got 4 kids. I don't homeschool
him. And your wife can't homeschool?
Well, she's not certified. Well, I don't know how does that work? I don't think you got to be, like, certified or something.
I don't know. I just don't know now because the government is doing all they can to destroy homeschooling because they really want to destroy the children in the public school. And they want the money. The more kids they have in the classroom, the more money they make per child. Do what you want, but maybe if your wife don't think that she can do it, maybe she can find a homeschool program in your neighborhood or somewhere around your area where, because there are parents who get together and they do homeschooling because some parents are not patient enough or don't want to do it. Maybe she can look around and do what you want again, you know. I don't know. I can't tell you what to do with your family. But maybe she can find a program, homeschooling program, somewhere in the neighborhood because it's too dangerous to send your child to a public school today. They're going to do what you're expressing that is happening to your son. And then after a while, as your son get older, he's going to hear more of that black crap. And it's just going to destroy him. And he won't even listen to you, his mother, when he get home because he would have fallen for the lie at the school.
Yeah. I'm trying to stay in the ear because I know that the teachings, you know, because she was saying, like, you know, some she said they was teaching, like, you know, the Negro lead and the colors. When she started saying them words, I'm just like,
yeah,
I don't understand why y'all teaching that in the first place. I didn't say that because I didn't want them to, like, target my son and stuff.
Right.
You know, while he's school. But in my mind, I'm just like, I mean, that caused that. The problem that you're calling me about, what y'all are teaching caused that problem.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely, man. 100%. 100%. Yeah, Well, I hope for your son's sake that you can maybe find a better school, maybe a Christian school or something, because they are on their way to destroying him with all that black teaching.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That stuff is evil.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Amazing. Thank you, John.
Yeah, thank you, man.
All right, bro. 888-77-JESSE, a quick break. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman got a hat and said, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Church up in here. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. And the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. You don't want to miss James Hake. He's on fire. He ain't got the red hair for nothing. He's on fire. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV. On fire as well. Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Better known as Arkansas. And then we have a brand new, we have the men's forum tonight. The men's forum tonight at 7 p.m. The first Thursday of every month, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, the men's forum at 7 p.m. And then the anchor baby at 12 noon Pacific time. Energy given to him by God. Only he and Trump. They have all the energy. That's why everyone is so tired. No more energy left. God said, no more. I gave it all away to the Great White Hope and the anchor baby. At 12 noon Pacific time, brand new episode of The Fallen State tomorrow. I had a fun, interesting discussion with Jeremiah Watkins. And Jeremiah is a voice actor, stand-up comedian, and the host of Trailer Tales, and stand-up. On the spot. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
So when is your baby coming?
I have two.
Why only two?
I'm not black. We'll be right back, folks. It might offend people, but I didn't vote in this last election.
What a baby. Why not?
Okay, big alpha. You wild. You wild.
I rest my case.
He rests his case.
So listen, I got to put you on the hot seat.
I'm not already on the hot seat. Oh.
Amazing. That's tomorrow at 12 noon, thefallenstate.tv. Support the Fallen State at 11 a.m. I'm sorry, I keep saying 12 because forever it's been 12. We have changed it to the brand new episode at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Thank you, Derek. The 11 a.m. Pacific time, the Fallen State. And support our work there by going to thefallenstate.tv/donate. On locals.com. All right. Let me go to Al out of Pennsylvania. Al, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Al. Amazing.
All is well. Yes. Thank you. Hey, I just wanted to state, I don't know if Joel is still around because he was really pushing it. that statement about not judging, that's often misquoted. It states that it tells you not to judge unless you be judged.
Right.
In other words, you're not supposed to judge if you have an issue with your own self. You can't tell someone, hey, you're not supposed to be cheating on your wife if you're cheating on your wife. If you got issues, you're not supposed to be pointing out other issues. Jesus doesn't. People use that so they can use that as a reason to not be told that they're wrong, but that's incorrect. I mean, we are supposed to point out to people when they're wrong and when they're doing wrong. That's the only way to help them.
But you can't help anyone by pointing out when they're doing wrong.
You certainly can. Jesus did it. If you read, because you got that from Matthew 7:1, where it says, do not judge.
Jesus didn't point out that what they were doing wrong. He pointed out what was wrong, but not what they were doing wrong. But
He certainly did.
He pointed out the source of their doing wrong. And then he also, when he talked about judge not lest ye be judged, he's saying that when you're doing that to others, you're really doing it to yourself. Because if you notice, people who judge, they're very unhappy. They're jealousy. They're envious. They're burning on the inside with revenge, loneliness, suicidal thoughts. They have inner problems. So when they are judged, they're really doing it to themselves. They're burning. And so he said, don't do it, because you're not hurting the other person at all. You're only hurting yourself.
Well, you're making all that up. That's not in the Bible. He doesn't say that.
He said, judge lest ye be judged.
Correct. And if you finish reading it, he actually gives an example.
But he said, what you're doing to others, you're doing it to yourself.
No, that's not what it says, Jesse. Read it. If you read it, it specifically states not to do that if you have that same problem. And then he actually even gives an example. He gives a very, very vivid example that would cause laughter. He states, why would you tell somebody else about a speck in their eye if you have a log in yours? In other words, you can't point out an issue with someone else if you yourself have problems.
But I don't know why you're coming up with all that, but Jesus
only— It's actually in the Bible.
Jesus only pointed out the heart of the person by reminding them that they are evil. And if you notice, evil people judge. And the reason that evil people are judging is because they're miserable. And they're trying to find some way to feel better about themselves. They have no life. And they're trying to find some way to feel a sense of life. But what they feel is death. Because the reason they are judging is because they're of their father, the devil. Their hearts are wicked.
But all that is just your theory. That's not backed by any word of the Bible. If we were all to do that, we all could come up with reasons on things.
But then God said that human being's heart is evil to the point that you can't even understand the depths of the human heart. It's so evil.
Correct. Yes, he did say that.
And so how did you read that?
What do you mean, how did I read that? Yeah, we're evil. We are fallen. We're evil.
Evil a person has the ability, the right to judge anybody because their hearts are evil? How can they judge, period?
We personally don't judge. We use God's word, which is the perfect word to judge.
What do you
That's
mean you use God's word to judge? God tells you not to judge. Why? How can you use his word to judge when he's telling you not to do it at all?
You keep saying he said not to judge. He said not to judge unless we be judged. You're misquoting that. When someone is wrong, when you see people talking, they'll say, hey, God said not to judge. They're misquoting that. They're not misquoting that.
God just said, judge not lest you be judged.
Right, lest you be judged. You have to continue reading it.
He said don't do it because you're doing it to yourself.
That's not what it says, Jesse.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Al.
I mean, I was hoping your experts were actually on, because they can read that. You can actually read that section, and not only does he give an example, but then he judges. He later tells you, don't follow false teachers. In other words, people that don't follow the Bible, don't use God's word.
But
so he judges. He
wasn't judging. He just said, don't do this and don't do that, but he didn't judge you.
And there are also quotes in the Bible where they bring up names of certain people, and they tell you to be careful and not to follow this person.
Let me tell you this. If you want to judge, you stay with it and see where it gets you, okay?
Right.
Thank you, buddy. 888-775-3. 773-888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Ron out of Texas. Ron, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Uncle Jesse.
Hey, Ron.
How's it going?
Amazing. All is well.
Good. You know, that helicopter, that Black Hawk helicopter crashed, the driver.
There in D.C.?
Yes, the white lady, right?
I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah. Let me be the first to tell you. It was a white lady.
So you're saying the crash between the passenger plane and D.C. and the black helicopter. What about it?
She was a white lady, unexperienced, under 500 flying hours,
so
totally not qualified.
It was
a DEI hire.
Right.
Yes.
And so, and where did you get that from?
Oh, it's in the news cycles.
Where did you get it from?
Independent news.
What's the independent news you get it from?
Well, one of them is called the Black Conservative Perspective.
That's the name of the news report you got that from?
Yes.
So there's a paper or something called Black. Why are you getting from a black person about white people? You're never going to get. You're not going to get the truth about white people from a black news. But Ron, what about
it?
Ronnie.
I'm listening.
So you saying that the driver of the helicopter, according to you, you got it from a black source, that the driver was white, and your point is that it was a DEI.
Yes.
And, right. And
you know what? And
that's
also
the problem.
Hold on.
Go ahead. That's the problem. That's what Donald Trump is going to clean up, I hope. And it seems that he's already working on that. And to get rid of all the DEI, because DEI is based on whether you're black, male and female, or black, or female, or drag queen, or some other problem. It's not based on the best qualified white man. And so Donald Trump is getting rid of all the DEI and bringing back the white qualified men.
Yeah. I just
Are
want
you
to
for
give
that?
You those facts.
Are you for that?
Yes, I'm definitely for that.
Okay.
But you think DEI is just for blacks?
No.
Even when you mentioned it earlier, sir, please. Even when you mentioned it earlier today, you had to throw in black.
What did I say?
Like blacks are the one doing it. I don't know. You said it earlier.
Well, like
on the
what?
Fly.
What did I say? I may have. I'm not denying it at all.
Yeah,
just,
you pretty much brought up the crash, then you start, you know. You
brought up the what?
Maybe I don't remember exactly.
Did you say I brought up the Klans?
So what's that, sir?
Did you say I brought up the Klans or the class?
You
said the crash.
Up the crash.
Oh, okay.
The crash.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, when you bring up the crash, you immediately something. There's things that spark your conversation that I noticed, and I'm not mad at it. Then you say something, then it immediately reminds you to talk about the blacks.
Give me an example. What you mean?
Well, I like I said, it happened today. You brung up the crash. Then you immediately talk about, that's the problem with the blacks. The blacks want this for free and all this and all that. But it was a white lady. That's all I want to tell you.
But what does that have to do with the fact that, not all, but most black people want free stuff, and then most black people don't have talent to do anything positive in America. They can't make America better. Everything they touch, they turn to dust. What does that have to do with the white lady and the flying the plane?
No, that has, I don't know how you even put those two together.
What do you mean? You know what brought that up?
It was a white lady. I'm telling you what I'm telling you.
No, but what I'm asking, what that have to do with the fact that black people cannot, and they don't have it in them today, to make America great. Every time you put them in government, the government goes socialist. You put them in, air traffic control booth, airplanes start falling. You put them in flying the plane fall from the sky. You put them in repairing the plane, it catch on fire. You put them in the president of the country goes to hell in a handbasket. What does that have to do? I don't understand. Am I wrong about that?
Sir, you are wrong about that.
How am I wrong? Everything I just said happened. How am I wrong?
Please. You got to let somebody finish the sentence.
Okay.
The reason for my call today, just like everything you just mentioned, that blacks can't be mechanics to the aircraft mechanics. Blacks can't do this. The engine will fall out, according to you. Now, I'm letting you know today that that was a white lady who purposely crashed.
But what did that have to do with the black cat? What does one white lady don't know how to fly no plane, according to you?
I didn't call in to tell you that blacks can't do nothing, sir.
But can they?
Yes, they can.
What?
What do you mean, what?
Tell me one thing that blacks have done to make America great again.
Jesse, you talking to the wrong guy. This is a whole nother show. I could tell you going from history how blacks are made.
Tell me one thing that blacks today can and has done to make America great again.
There are some, and here's a problem. Not all whites could drive these airplanes.
Tell me one thing that
blacks, you can't drive airplanes.
Tell me that one thing that the blacks have done to make America great again in today's society.
Well, you got one black guy named. Well, listen, Jesse, blacks fly airplanes.
You're not answering my question.
I just did.
But
blacks
then,
fly airplanes.
You went, duh, but you didn't answer the question.
Okay, I'm going to answer it again. You asked me what's one thing blacks do to make America great, right?
Yes.
We fly airplanes.
No. What one thing that blacks have done to make
you
America...
You don't like my answer.
What?
You don't like my answer.
What?
You do not like my answer.
You ain't answering the question, man. What the?
I just told you we fly airplanes.
No. That's DEI. I'm talking about
something that
put the blacks in control, charge of, and they made America great again.
Jesse, let me go ahead and answer this as honestly as I can, okay? As far as the black man is concerned today, you can never put him in any kind of position that's going to make him make anything better.
I rest my case.
Because the black man is worshiping Jesus Christ.
What?
So you want to go there with me?
Right. No, I don't. And I got to run. Call me again, though, Ron. We'll go there with you in Jesus. All right. He can name anything. Now you're talking about Jesus Christ. What the? Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Bert bought 10 coffees. They're super chats, guys. Hey, Jesse, develop the mind of God. Do you have to be present all day and abandon all of your vices? Such a hard commitment, but I have to stay with it. Hell sucks. Thanks.
you practice staying present. You got to forgive the anger so God can draw you into the kingdom within. Forgive your mother and your father, and especially your mother, And then stay present. Practice staying present. And the Father will destroy the old nature, which are your vices. Don't worry about that. All right? He will destroy, because those are just evil spirits, false identities that made a home in you, and you call them you. But he'll take away that. You can't do it on your own. You just need to practice staying present. And even in that, he's going to cause you to be present, but you got to practice, you know, meaning be aware of being present. All right? But he'll get rid of the vices. Don't worry about it. If you try to get rid of them, you're not going to. You'll go from one to another and to another, back to the other, and then another, back to another. He will take care of that. That's not the issue. He will change your own nature. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Bert. Very generous.
Yeah.
Someone bought three coffees. Biblical question.
Is anger a part of intelligence or stupidity?
Anger is of intelligence, but is stupidity, says someone.
Thank you for your input. I appreciate that. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Syndrome of a Down asked, Jesse, is a trans woman different from a eunuch?
I don't know, because I don't know what a eunuch is. That's what you and Joel were talking about earlier, right?
Yeah.
What's a eunuch?
It would be a castrated servant of women in royalty, for example.
But a trans man or woman is not castrated, right? Or are they?
Sometimes they are, sometimes not.
So I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know. Amazing. Thank you.
They're trying to shoehorn that in. Shackelford, duh, says the preacher just wanted to be applauded by his followers. Ego.
It would definitely, you know, again, I don't know if the drag queen caused it a commotion or anything, but it was not good for that to happen. If that, because you just don't know, the person may be looking for help. Amazing. Thank you.
Commander Kim over on a Rumble rant. In my female opinion, pastor or usher should have asked the drag queen story hour to leave quietly before or after church, not publicly.
Amazing. You got to know how to rumble. If the drag queen was just sitting there not bothering anyone, why not just let the drag queen sit there and you preach your message? How do you know you wouldn't touch the drag queen's heart and change the person's heart? You just don't know. Amazing. Thank you.
Sion says, Jesse, love, thank you for your advice. She bought a coffee. She's not longing for a man. She's longing for all her kids to be next to her. I'm the single one with no family yet, so she wants to keep me close.
But talk about her mama, right?
Yeah, and she's starting to make excuses about, it's not much stress there. We had spa and hot stone massages. Just fun. I'm buying your coffee.
Get Punchy's coffee, Sion. You're right about that part.
I think she's saying that here in America, it's more responsibility. Over there, you can relax.
Oh, over in Africa?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Go to rebuildingaman.com/store and get Punchy's coffee. But you might not realize, Sion, your mama is drawing you in by being nice. And then the next thing you know, she's going to be old and crippled, and you're going to be pushing her to the wheelchair. I mean, pushing her to the market in a wheelchair. And you're going to be hating her. But I wish you well, Sion, and I'm glad you made it back safe. Enjoy your Punchy's coffee. Amazing. Thank you.
Taiwana bought three coffees. In 1987, George Michael won his first career Grammy for Best R&B Performance, which is a so-called Black People Award. George Michael, not necessarily Black. So now in 2025, Beyonce wins a Grammy for Best Country Award, which is a White People Award. What? Smiley. Hashtag all races are evil.
Beyonce Award was a DEI award. That's the only reason she got it. That woman can't sing no country western. And even if she was able to sing it, there's so many country and western singers that beat her out by a landslide. Amazing. Thank you.
About the pastor speaking out to the drag queen.
Yes.
Luke 4:35-41, Taiwana writes, Jesus commanded the evil spirit, be quiet, come out of the man. The evil spirit threw the man down to the ground before all the people and then left the man without hurting him. Remember, stop judging. Hashtag Bible Thumpers.
That's right. So how are you going to have rebuke this evil spirit from the drag queen if you're throwing the drag queen out of church without even an attempt to rebuke the spirit? Very good point. Thank you.
Thank you, Taiwana.
Yeah.
Mary says in Isaiah 9:6, says Jesus was to be born, and one of his names shall be called the Mighty God. He never claimed to be God, but his name shall be called the Mighty God, which was prophesied in Isaiah. What do you think of this verse? It asks Mary.
It's just a name, Mary. It's a name, but it doesn't mean he was God. And it doesn't sound like you're saying that, I don't think, right? But that's just what people call him, you know, Bishop, Jesus, Jehovah Jireh, my provider, your brother, all kind of names, but it didn't mean he was God.
When they accused him of calling himself God, he said, "Why is it written in your scripture, I have said ye are gods?"
Uh-huh.
Interesting response.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you.
Calvin in Ohio. Beautiful Calvin in Ohio. Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. You keep throwing that verse that God said, do not judge at all, but I raise you. John 7:24. I want to like you as a person. I really do, Jesse, but sometimes I have to call you out on your BS bogus speech.
Thank you.
Thanks,
but
Calvin.
You're still not supposed to be judging, period. And you don't quite understand what judgment means. That's why I understand that. Thank you, though.
Jesus even said, I do not judge.
I told him Jesus never judged anyone.
Yeah.
Zero. Zero judge. And if you really get to know yourself, you're going to see he never judged. So why would he tell you to judge? Amazing. Thank you.
Dan the man can. Three coffees. Has marriage always been this difficult for men, or is it harder now than it used to be? Do you think because of feminism and everything going on now, it's just best overall for men to remain single?
Well, it's definitely harder than it used to be, for sure. And that's why I tell the men and the ladies, it's harder for the ladies too, because the men are babies. Don't seek a man, don't seek a wife, seek the kingdom of God, and let him add it if it meant for you to have it, and it worked then. Otherwise, it ain't going to work. Amazing. Thank you.
We'll have to read the rest of your super chats another day, probably tomorrow, guys and ladies. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. Rick from Hampton. Carlos from Miami. Derek from Tennessee. Steven, a first-time call out of Arizona. I'm out of time. Tomorrow's Open Line Friday. Work on yourself, folks. Come out of your hell. Stop being evil. Your heart must change. Salvation's of the heart. Forgive and you shall be forgiven. How God gonna forgive you if you judge it? What the? Forgive and you shall be forgiven. He said that. He didn't tell you to judge and you'll be forgiven. What the? Forgive your mothers, every human being. Forgive your fathers, every human being. Do the silent prayer. Rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. I'll be back tomorrow. Haste is coming up now.
We have a counseling service. And I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself, so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.